Johnny put the dead boy on his lap and drove very slowly toward the academy. The horses, seeing him go at that pace, followed. The little cortege crossed the plain. It took them a long time to make the trip. Johnny stopped at last beside the trench where the 67 cadets had fought the last battle so very long ago. He just sat there, holding Biddy's body. A cadet sentry had seen them approach. In a little while, cadets started to come out of the buildings. Word spread further, and more came. The schoolmaster, from an upper window, saw the crowd gathering around the ground car and went out. Dunaldine and Angus and Kerr came up to the fringe of the crowd. Johnny got out, holding the dead boy. He wanted to talk to them, and he couldn't speak. Several truckloads of Russians suddenly roared up to a halt, and they spilled out, joining the crowd. Several cadets raced back to the armory and came out with assault rifles and shoulder bags of magazines and began to pass them around to men who were looking in the direction of the compound. An angry mutter was rising higher and higher among them. Several cadets raced back to their rooms to get personal sidearms and came back, buckling on belts and loading magazines. The thunder in the mountains reverberated now and then across the plain, and an angry, cold wind whipped around the mob. A truckload of Russians who had swung over by the compound arrived back and stopped in a geyser of dust. The Russians were shouting and pointing toward the compound, trying to say what was over there now. No one could understand them. A small ground car raced up from the direction of Denver, spraying clods of dirt as it screeched to a stop. The pilot officer in charge of drones jumped out, a stream of drone printout pictures crackling in the wind as he forced his way into the crowd, trying to tell them it had all come through on a drone overfly, trying to show people what had happened. He had ripped the printouts and the discs out of the machines and come at once. A coordinator was finally able to make himself heard. He had gotten now what the single Russian truck had seen at the compound.
The Regentis are all dead over there! The whole commando!
Is that Cyclo Turl still alive over there?
Somebody shouted. There was an angry roar from the crowd. Several surged forward to see whether Turl was visible in the pictures.
He's still alive!
Shouted the Russian's coordinator, who had gotten the information from the truck. The crowd surged, and some started to climb into the Russian trucks. The Russians had been drawn up in a line by a Russian officer, and they were checking their rifles on command.